Now more trouble in the news business. The Tribune Company lost two more high-ranking newspaper journalists yesterday. Anne-Marie Lipinski, editor of the Chicago Tribune, is resigning less than a week after the paper announced its latest round of staff cuts. And Los Angeles Times publisher David Hiller says he's been forced out, too. NPR's David Folkenflik has been following the changes at the Tribune Company and throughout the newspaper industry. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Could we say that these high-level resignations are yet again related to the newspaper industry's financial troubles?
You pretty much can't avoid saying that. I mean, newspapers are in a world of hurt right now. You've got declining circulation as people think content is free and go online to consume news all over, not always from their hometown papers. And circulation down means advertising is down. Advertisers themselves have new conduits to reach the public, and they're no longer as interested in reaching readers through these sort of shrinking outlets. The other key element for the Tribune Company is that the new controlling owner and chairman, Sam Zell, real estate magnate in Chicago, has taken on an incredible amount of debt to take this company private, pull it out of the struggling stock market, and therefore the newspapers not only have to contend with this structural issue for the industry, they have to deal with this very specific and very real problem for their own company.
Did either Lipinski or Hiller use this opportunity to lash out? What reasons did they give for leaving their companies?
They were both relatively measured. Anne-Marie Lipinski said that you can't link it to any one particular issue, that this had been building for some time. But she did make it clear that her editors, her bosses, her executive bosses at Tribune wanted a different way. David Hiller, using a sporting metaphor, said that he had been called in by Sam Zell yesterday morning and that he realized that Mr. Zell deserved to pick his own quarterback to lead the Los Angeles Times.
There's been lots of layoffs at newspapers. Are these more noteworthy than others?
Well, I think these are notable in a couple ways. One, Anne-Marie Lipinski had worked for the Chicago Tribune since she was an intern in 1978. She rose to be part of a Pulitzer-winning team a decade later. She believes in the newspaper, and she had sought to make it work. She had accepted the idea that the Tribune, which has already experienced cuts over this decade, would be down another, call it 14% size the staff, and about the same percentage, 14%, in the number of pages it would publish every week. She had said, let's come up with a way to make it work. She was embarked on a summer-long program to do that. Halfway through, she announces she's out. Her last day will be this Thursday. Hiller was the third editor in, the third publisher in the past few years to be forced out at the LA Times one way or another. The previous two had basically tried to hold the line against cuts from the company. David Hiller had agreed to these cuts. He had been the guy implementing them. So for him to be gone is a pretty interesting moment.
And what does this mean for print journalism in this country?
You know, when you think about the newspapers that are at the top of the Tribune Company, the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, and Newsday, which itself has just been sold to Cablevision, Dolan family, you think of papers that have helped define what journalism is in the newspaper world, which itself is sort of the core around which American journalism is built. So to see that diminished as deeply as it is and to see that in some ways possibly unmanageable is a real question right now.
Thank you very much. NPR's David Folkenflik.